This is the U105 phone-in. It's a cold, dismal sort of a Wednesday morning. It's more like November as opposed to May. But better weather is coming. By the time we get to August, of course, we could be at the height of summer. You never know. But there is an event happening in August time that apparently will draw up to 10,000 people to Lisburn. And it's a parade to commemorate all veterans from across the entire British Isles who died during the Troubles in Northern Ireland. One of the organisers is Ian Simpson from the Northern Ireland Veterans Association. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Ian, what are you setting out to achieve with this particular parade? It's been given a lot of coverage in the last 12 hours or so in the news, front page of some of the papers today.
Annually, we have a parade in the National Arboretum in Staffordshire to remember the Ops banner and those who died in it. This is the 50th anniversary, as you know, of the troops coming on the streets in 1969. So we thought it was fitting to have a parade in Lisburn City, which is the headquarters of the Army in Northern Ireland. And that would be to commemorate the beginning of Ops Banner and to remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice in Ops Banner.
It's interesting how you say Ops Banner. That is the army coming into Northern Ireland and playing a part during the Troubles. There will be those who will see the army, including yourself, Ian, as part of the solution and not part of the problem. There will be people listening to this programme who will definitely see them as part of the problem.
And I fully understand that. And I mean, we are not out to offend anybody that day. We simply just want to have the opportunity to commemorate and remember our colleagues that laid down their lives for the freedoms that we have within Northern Ireland. And I mean, it's not just simply within Northern Ireland. We're including the Garda Síochána Conaill, we're including the Irish Defence Force, and we're including the Irish Prison Service. Because all of the organisations, including the Fire Brigade and the Ambulance Service, lost colleagues and friends and work comrades in the Operation Banner. And it's the countless lives that the security forces saved in Northern Ireland and across these islands should be remembered. That's the job that they did. You know, we heard day and daily in the bad days of those that were paid the ultimate sacrifice. But if we were to look back and see the people whose lives were actually saved, there's countless thousands of lives that were saved, and we should be thankful that there was people prepared to stand up and be counted and help this problems through the dark days and emerging to where we are today.
Do you get a sense, or do you ever feel that the good guys in the forces were blighted by the minority of bad ones who did things that brought shame on the uniform?
Now, the answer to that is absolutely yes. I mean, at the end of the day, in every organisation, there is people who, for whatever reason, decide to do things that are outside the law. And we as an organisation would simply say to that those who have stepped outside the law then should face the full rigours of the law. And we have no qualms about that, because the majority, the vast majority of members that served within all the organisations served professionally and done a job within the law. It was only the few who stepped outside of the law that brought shame upon the organisations in which they served.
Well, does that ethos stretch through to prosecuting those who would have fired shots at Ballymurphy or shots on Bloody Sunday?
Well, our stance in relation to the prosecutions of the past is simply this, that the scales of justice should be balanced. And we feel at this moment in time they are slightly tilted against the forces of law and order. And that shouldn't be. I mean, it has always been accepted that the scales of justice are balanced. And currently we would feel that that isn't the case.
Of course, there are many people listening to this programme who would argue till the cows come home the other side of that analysis. But what you're setting out to achieve on which particular date in August is it? Do you have the,
It's the 17th of August.
So what you're setting out to achieve on the 17th of August is recognition of people who you believe served from the, really served from their own sense of duty to help this this part of the world. That's how you see their contribution.
Absolutely. And I mean, it wasn't for the brave men and women of all the different organisations within Northern Ireland and including in the Irish Republic. I mean, as you can appreciate, back in 69, the soldiers were brought on the streets to keep peace on both sides and to protect both sides of the community. It wasn't just to protect one side. I mean, they protected both sides of the community and saved, and at that time, I have no doubt, countless lives being lost due to the problems that were happening on the streets in 1969. Now, from that date to this date, they still continue to save lives and put themselves, I mean, and we only have to look at what happened in the Craigan over a week ago. The police put themselves in the position where they were fired at, and unfortunately it resulted in the death of a journalist, which is just unacceptable in any normal society.
There will, however, be people who will look on the 17th of August at this massive parade, 10,000 people paying tribute to the contribution from the British forces during the troubles in Northern Ireland. And they'll have a recollection of their house being raided or their father being interned or rubber bullets being fired or indeed people being shot. That's the picture they have of the army. Yeah. They don't see anything to celebrate in the presence of the army on the streets.
Look, I mean, we're absolutely realist in that regard. We were not going to persuade people that would be against the British forces, as they call them, or indeed even the Garda Síochána Síochána, the Irish Army or Irish Defence Force. We're not going to persuade everybody that this is a good thing. However, what we're saying is that we hope to have 5,000 people on parade that day, and we hope to have up to 10,000 people there to support the parade, the family members and friends and supporters of all the different organisations. And look, you know, there can be differences. People can disagree. That's the thing about free speech. Our forefathers won through the wars the right for free speech and for the people to protest. But we would just ask if anybody, you know, if that is the sort of thing that people want to engage in, that it's peaceful and it's respectful, and that they allow us to have a peaceful and respectful day in what we are trying to achieve.
Well, that will include recognition of the Ulster Defence Regiment that is no more.
Indeed it does. It includes the Royal Ulster Constabulary, the Police Service of Northern Ireland, the Ulster Defence Regiment, the Royal Irish Regiment, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Northern Ireland Prison Service, I mean, and as I've said before, the Garda Síochána, the Irish Defence Force and the Irish Prison Service, and also the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue and the Ambulance Service.
Not any recognition of the B Specials. They had gone before the troubles had started. Am I right on that?
Yes, and I mean, yes, there will be veterans that were in the B Specials, and they're more than welcome to come along. It's an open invitation to any veterans who are around to come along and take part on the day. We are excluding nobody in that regard, and we hope to have a wonderful day on the 17th of August. We know what it's about. It's about commemoration. It's not about celebration. It's not about protest. It's about commemoration. And that's what the theme of the day will be, and it will be started with a religious service, a drumhead service in Wallace Park, and then followed by a parade round Lisburn City.
Because I mentioned the B Specials because people in the nationalist and people in the Catholic community wouldn't have a fond memory of the B Specials.
Well, as you know, over the years, there has been a lot of incidents, and people from different sides of the community will take different views on different organisations within the security forces. You know, we're never going to have a meeting of minds where everybody will agree on one narrative, what happened and this, that and the other. But all we are trying to do is to say, look, we wish to have a day that we can commemorate our colleagues that we have lost in Operation Banner. And we just wish and hope that people will let us have our day and with dignity and respect.
And just finally, and if people do want to be fully involved in it and they want to show respect, as you say, to the uniform or to the badge, how do they go about finding out more from you?
Well, it will be on the Northern Ireland Veterans Association website. And as I say, all the details are on there. And we also were sending out, obviously, information to all the regimental associations and of all the organisations that I have mentioned earlier. Okay. And obviously, yesterday and today, we will be doing press interviews and we will have further press events leading up to August to promote the event. So if people just listen out, they'll hear all they need to know.
Ian, thank you very much indeed. Ian Simpson from the Northern Ireland Veterans Association planning that big celebration on the 17th of August in Lisburn.